First, what does it mean to be psychologically present? Because of the massive accumulation of past or unconsciousness in everybody, you normally make love in a subconscious dream state. What happens is that rising sexual feelings excite the accumulated past experience of sexual pleasure in you and draw your attention or awareness back into the past as a mood, image, or fantasy. Immersed in that past, you cut out as a conscious being from the love your body is making in the present. Psychologically, you are absent from the event, no longer really with your partner. You have drifted off into a world of your own. You must have observed this in your lovemaking, possibly in yourself and particularly in your partner. Everyone making love is consciously present from time to time. In those moments, you may notice that your lover is in a self-contained private euphoria. He or she is clearly absent. It's like talking to someone whom you know is not listening anymore. So rather than remain alone, out in the cold, you get back into your own personal dream state as quickly as possible, so that you too can lose yourself with erotic imagery in dreamland. The purpose of lovemaking is to be present together in conscious physical union as man and woman. But your normal lovemaking is self-orientated, self-indulgent and self-gratifying. You are dream worlds apart. In effect, you have both borrowed the other's vagina or penis to make love to your own emotions, your own past. In such an insulated encounter, how could there possibly be a conscious, timeless union of the male and female principles? Because more emotion is being made than love, and since emotion is invariably isolating, such lovemaking gradually pushes the lovers apart. They get tired of each other and the magic vanishes. Lovemaking becomes habitual, a duty, or it is an emotional release like an outburst of anger. Misunderstanding, discontent, and restlessness grow. The existence of emotion or past in the genitals dramatically reduces the sensation and the pleasure. The more emotion or past, the more the feeling of love is numbed, and the more distant the perception of love's significance. Since every penis and vagina is more or less infested with selfish emotion, no one suspects that the delicious sensation normally felt in lovemaking has already been deadened and distorted. Therefore, no one looks for the joy that is naturally available in divine and selfless love. It's too unbelievable, too far outside the normal experience. It is towards this extraordinary original state of being that I am endeavoring to lead you. When the penis and vagina become free of emotion, they make ecstatic love. The sensation and perception is so heightened that at first there seems the possibility of losing consciousness because the pleasure is almost unendurable. As the process continues, the awareness is of being completely present as the consciousness of the divine love being made. There is no limit to the expanse of being and joy, and the immediacy of the spirit that is known to be the union. It is being in the divine presence, a union of each other. And because it is love alone that is being made, and not emotion or imagination, and as love, unlike emotion or orgasm, has no end, the same rapturous physical and spiritual delight is present in all subsequent lovemaking together. It does not vary. It has only ups and no downs, no moods, no confusions, no emotional disasters. It only gets better, finer, more divine and more real, more conscious and more present. And the perception of love, Godhead and eternal purpose becomes more wondrous, more sublime until ecstasy becomes beauty. As by now you will appreciate, this does not happen easily. A good deal of emotional and intellectual dying has to be done. It takes a lot of work on yourself and together. But the wonder of it is, it can be done. I have been describing what it is to be psychologically present in lovemaking. To understand what it is to be spiritually present, you have to understand the penis and vagina spiritually. for both are spiritual organs and together are the means of all love on earth. If love is God, if love is our own Godhead or the excellence of life, then the penis and the vagina are the means of that excellence. Every man and woman, every perception of love and beauty on earth, arises from the union of the penis and the vagina. Even homosexual love is a misapplied attempt to get back to the divine state where the male and female principles themselves are united, the state of union that transcends persons and personal love. To make love properly, man has to learn to be his penis during the act, to surrender to its greater intelligence instead of forcing his inferior, sex-obsessed emotional mentality upon it, with the result that the penis can't do the job it's supposed to do. The penis is the finest perceptive organ and instrument in the male body. It has a consciousness and awareness of its own. It is the positive, active organ of love on earth. It knows exactly how to make love and what to do inside the vagina. Even in normal, unconscious intercourse, the penis consciousness can occasionally take over, and the lovemaking is surprisingly good and right. But that, of course, is the exception, because the penis is normally used as an instrument of gratification for the man's emotional aggression and the woman's self-forgetfulness. The vaginal cavity represents the emptiness in woman, her eternal longing to be filled with love. The penis stands for the only love that can fill it, and until the penis is there, man and woman cannot be content. The penis inside the vagina symbolizes the filling of the enormous gap that has developed in time between the two sexes, the gap that created the world, and through which the world continues to come into birth. The vaginal channel into existence is then symbolically sealed. The cavity and its missing mass have found each other and are complete. When the act of union is complete, the search of the male and female wanderers in existence is at an end, or the need for existence is at an end. But life as birth and death goes on, for even in union the penis and vagina are doomed to separate. Above the place of union is the womb and will of creation. The womb or will, the source of existence, will not allow man or woman to rest for long together on the face of the earth. The womb or will can never be filled as the vagina can, for the womb demands birth and existence. So even as man and woman, penis and vagina, find rest and completion in each other, the womb sucks into itself the seeds of life, and another restless particle of life, another penis or another vagina, is born.